Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Miranda Lambert.
Hi.
Hi.
How are y'all?
How are you?
Just before we popped on, I literally had a giant cat on my lap and the dog, and this never happens. At like before an interview where all the animals have like
they
come
knew
towards me.
They knew you were talking to me.
Yeah, the dog is like now hiding behind the couch just as you popped on. So hi. I know that was like it must be Miranda. It's gotta be.
Well, we might as well congratulate you on the 11th anniversary for Mutt Nation.
It is. Yes, it is. So thank you for that. I'm speaking of animals.
right?
Yes, it's been a long journey and it's been so rewarding. I mean, I've been able to mix my two passions, which are music and mutts, a lot on the road and stuff. So I'm really thankful that people have sewn in and kind of gotten on board. And with 2020, all the bad things that came with that, but there are some great things too, because shelters were emptied and that probably would have never happened otherwise. So we were thrilled with that.
Right.
Yeah, that is really exciting. A lot of good things have happened in 2020. If you look at the glass half full, especially for you as well, I think that musically you've had a lot of really amazing things going on that you've been doing, like the Marfia tapes.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? I probably said that incorrectly. I keep
Marfa.
Well, thank you.
No, but
I kinda, keep saying
I,
it wrong.
I kind of like that because it's like we are the Marfia now. I can say that. it's good. No, the Marfa tapes was really fun and cool, and I don't know that I would have had the time or the creative freedom to do that if I was like on my normal recording schedule and tour and all of that stuff. And you know, it also taught me, like, I've been in this business a really long time and I love it, but I also have realized I want to not give myself boundaries creatively anymore. Like I've kind of like established who I am and what I am and what I sing about, but I think it's fun to venture out and do other things too.
I saw that somebody wrote that that project was unconventional, and I didn't feel that word fit it. Like, what word would you feel fit for that project?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I can pick a word. I feel like it's for me, it feels freeing. I mean, it does. It's like it with all these songs that we've been writing over 7 years. Tequila Does was one of them, and Tin Man. But there's like, you know, 15 songs that were just sitting on our phones. And my original idea was like to put it just out as work tapes. And we thought about that, but they were like all from our phones, like our voice notes from all these years, but you couldn't actually hear some of the words. And so we just took two microphones and made sure we could hear everything and left the cows and the wind. And I mean, people don't usually let you see behind the curtain that much because it is a little scary. There's no fixes. We did every song once and there's no like tuning or any of that. So it was just like raw and real, right on tape. So, you know, I was a little cringy the first day it came out, but I felt like it was something I really wanted to do.
Well, it just shows how incredible you guys are as musicians and singers that, you know, you don't have to mess with it too much. You can go and set up a microphone and just nail it. And it's pretty cool. And on the opposite side of that with Tequila Does, now we have the Tequila Does remix, which we just got to listen to before it comes out. And I love it. It's like that, just that it turned into the summer party jam.
Yeah. You know, I clearly love that song. I have three versions of it now. but I just felt like we were doing a private show last year. And even when I put this song in the set, and like my normal wild card version of it, in the set, people were singing it right away, like the first night I put it in the set, and it was the record was barely out. And so I was like, oh my God, people know this song already. And so it was already sort of a crowd pleaser. And then I did a private show and people were dancing to it, like full on dancing. And I'm like club dancing. And I was like, this is a honky tonk song. What if we put a remix out? And I've never done that before. I've never done any kind of remix or anything. And so, and here it is. I mean, like, what do you have to lose? It's summertime. Everybody's back. I'm like, you know, it's just fun.
Plus, I can play in your bar, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Your bar in Nashville. Because I was like, maybe that's why she's got a remix out. Because I'm assuming that we're going to hear a lot of your music if we show up to your new bar.
Yeah. You know, I've been going down there and it's fun to watch. I did a Sunday fun day there with my friends and we got there at like 2 and we stayed till 10, which was not fun the next day, but it was really fun at the time. It was like, oh yeah, hangovers in your 30s. I realized that. That's not fun.
It lasts a few days
it's
now.
Two-day recovery. But I was watching the transition of like the acoustic, you know, there was this cute little gal playing acoustic up there, and then the band started when it started to get nightfall, and then after like 9 or 10-ish, it started to be like an actual club. There was a DJ, and I was like, this is cool. Like, I love the transition of like something really country to start the day and then this club mix stuff. So yeah, Tequila Does is perfect for like that vibe.
It's like as you get drunker, you need the because you're ready to like shake it. You know?
So the Tequila Does tour of music would be you start with the Marfa tapes and then you do the wildcard version and then you get on your boat and you do the other one.
I saw you guys did some karaoke too at the grand opening celebration. What's your go-to karaoke jam?
Everybody, oh my gosh, it was funny because I invited all the artists and all of our friends and it's funny to watch us all panic because we're like, so
what do we do?
Yeah, exactly. Dixie Chicks are always my go-to. Well, the chicks now. So I did that with the girls, and then my husband talked me into doing Grease. So we did some Grease.
Nice. Did you guys do Summer Lovin'?
We did.
Oh my God,
we did.
So cute. That's the perfect song.
And well, speaking of partying a bunch, we just talked to your friend Elle King not too long ago, and she said she thinks the reason that you guys became friends is because she knows Greg how Moore. To party and she and she could keep up with you, she said.
She could, and then she got pregnant.
no more of that.
Yeah, so
while,
I told her the other day, I was like, you need to hurry up and have this baby. We haven't been able to get drunk since Drunk came out. So she always says I'm eating for two and I say I'm drinking for two. So it works out.
That's so funny. Yeah, we had a blast talking to her and she's like, yeah, I think we're friends because I'm like the only person who can party as hard as she does. And I was like, well, you know, once you get a babysitter and all that, we'll get you a drink. And she's like, no, I'm getting a drink as soon as that, like in the delivery room, as soon as the baby's out. She's like, I'm doing it.
I love her. She's like I haven't known her that long, but she feels like a sister. It's one of those people that you meet that you're like, I've known you before. So I hope that this isn't our last collaboration because I love working with her.
We fell in love with her as well when we talked to her. And I just thought it was so interesting that you immediately said yes to the song. And I just think that you're such a challenger for females in country music. Is there anyone else that you haven't worked with female wise that you think maybe if the song was right, you could do that?
In country, I mean, I'm like, I'm open. I love what the girls are coming up and kicking ass. It's time, you know. I've been writing some with Lainey Wilson and Kaylee Hammock, and I'm also obviously a huge Ashley McBride fan. So, you know, I'm always like, I want these girls to win and shine, and if I can be a little tiny part of that, I want to be. And also, it's inspiring when you hear somebody great. You're like, oh, man, I need to step up my game.
Yeah. Are you riding horses with Lainey Wilson? Because you know you guys both ride.
We didn't even talk about that. We should.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But she's like on new artist duty, which is balls to the wall. I mean, you don't get a break. So I don't know when I'll get to see her again, but I should have her out to ride.
Earlier you mentioned something that I wanted to ask about. You said at your bar you were there and hanging out and you had someone up that was playing guitar and singing, right? And I would imagine that it was a young up and coming person in Nashville. Right. And I would think that they would be freaking out to see that you're there, you know, at your bar and they probably look up to you. Do you get a chance to meet and talk to some of these younger artists that are starting to play at the bar there?
Yeah, I think it's really important. And I mean, they play, you know, I've got a lot of friends and, you know, musicians that are on the road with that play down on Broadway on their off days. And so I know it's a grind. It's a cool gig, but it's a grind. And so, you know, they play for tips and they get requests. And so, when I walk into Casa Rosa, I hear a lot of my own songs, and I'm sure that's not, you know, these girls' favorite thing to do is sing my own songs in front of me, because I know I would freak out if that was me. But it's fun to watch, and it's you know, I admire what they're doing, and I know it's really hard work, because that's how I started too. So I just always want to make sure I pay them, like, you know, give them some daps and be like, you go, girl, you got this.
Yeah. So, well, back when you were doing a bunch of covers all the time, who would you freak out if you were singing something and then that person walked in? Like, who would it be that you were like, oh my God?
Probably everyone. I would say the Chicks. I covered a lot of the Chicks back then, and I also covered like a lot of Brooks and Dunn. So I don't think I'd want to be singing Neon Moon to Ronnie and Kicks.
Well, congratulations on everything. We're loving all the new music, and we appreciate the fact that you stepped outside that box or that comfort level and did that, the rawness of the Marfa tapes, because it's really cool.
We can join the Marfa.
Marfa. I know. I keep saying it wrong in my head all the time, but I just want to give you a compliment too before we go. Is they've closed down Honky Tonks is just like the perfect song, I think, for this past year and a half. Like, it's just amazing. So thank you.
I wrote that in April of 2020, so it's clearly obvious how I was feeling. Thank you so much.
But I mean, all of it. I just thank you. And thank you for your time too.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
All right, you too, Miranda. Take care. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.